ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿಯ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸತ್ ಶ್ರೀಮತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಏ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿಧಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಸಂಸ್ಥಾಪಕ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸೆ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ್ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಶ್ಯಾಮಕುಂಡು ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡು ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ವ್ರಜಭೂಮಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಮಥುರಾ ದ್ವಾರಕಾ ಧಾಮ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ್ ನವದೀಪ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಗಂಗಾ ಮಾಯ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾ ಮಾಯ ಕೀ ಜಯ ತುಳಸಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಭಾಗವತ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಹಾಮಂತ್ರ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೇ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಸ್ತಿಕೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ Canto 5, Chapter 10, we are beginning a new chapter today. So verse number 1 from 10th chapter. The title is Maharaj Rahuguna Meets Jadabharat. So the verse is in a prose form, so we'll not be able to chant. So I'll just I'll recite once and then we'll go to the translation and there is a purport for the following verse. Shri Sukha Vacha Ata Sindhu Savirapate Rahuganasya Vrajata Ikshumatyastatetat Kulapati Nasibikavaha Purusanveshannam Samaye ದೇವೇನ್ನೋಪಸಾಧಿತಾ ಸಾ ದ್ವಿಜವರ ಉಪಲಬ್ಧ ಏಷ ಪಿವಾಯುವ ಸಂಹನ್ನಾನಾಂಗು ಗೋಕರವತ್ ದುರಂಬೋಧುಮಲಮಿತಿ ಪೂರ್ವ ವಿಸ್ತಿಗೃಹೀತ ಸಹ ಗೃಹೀತ ಪ್ರಸಾಭಂ ಮತದರ ವಾಹ ಶಿಬಿಕಾಂಸ ಮಹಾನುಭಾವ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ಸುಖದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಡ್, ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಕಿಂಗ್, ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ರಹುಗುಣ, ರೂಲರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಸಿಂಧು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೌವೀರ, ವಾಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕಪಿಲಾಶ್ರಮ. ವೆನ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಚೀಫ್ ಪ್ಯಾಲಕ್ವಿನ್ ಕ್ಯಾರಿಯರ್ಸ್ ರೀಚ್ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿವರ್ ಇಕ್ಷುಮತಿ, ದೇ ನೀಡೆಡ್ ಅನದರ್ ಕ್ಯಾರಿಯರ್. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ದೇ ಬಿಗ್ಯಾನ್ ಸರ್ಚಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸಮ್ವನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬೈ ಚಾನ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಕೇಮ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಜಡಭರತ್. ದೇ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ದ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಜಡಭರತ್ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಯಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಫರ್ಮ್ ಲಿಮ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಹೌಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಸಸ್. ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಕ್ವೈಟ್ ಫಿಟ್ ಟು ಕ್ಯಾರಿ ಲೋಡ್ಸ್. ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ, ಆಲ್ದೋ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಜಡಭರತ್ ವಾಸ್ ಅನ್ಫಿಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸಚ್ ವರ್ಕ್, ದೇ ನಾನ್ದಲೆಸ್ unhesitatingly forced him to carry the palanquin. Verse number 2, the translation and the purport. The palanquin, however, was very erratically carried by Jadabharat due to his sense of non-violence. As he stepped forward, he checked before him every 3 feet to see whether he was about to step on ants. Consequently, he could not keep pace with other carriers. Due to this, the palanquin was shaking, and King Rahuguna immediately asked the carriers, "Why are you carrying this palanquin unevenly? Better carry it properly." Prabhupada in the purport says, Hare Krishna. Although Jadabharat was forced to carry the palanquin, he did not give up his sympathetic feelings towards the poor ants passing on the road. A devotee of the Lord does not forget his devotional service and other favorable activities, even when he is in a most distressful condition. Jadabharat was a qualified Brahmana, highly elevated in spiritual knowledge. Yet he was forced to carry the palanquin. He did not mind this. But while walking on the road, he could not forget his duty to avoid killing even an ant. A Vaishnava is never envious or unnecessarily violent. There are many ants on the path, but Jadabharat took care by looking ahead 3 feet. When the ants were no longer in his way, he would place his foot on the ground. A Vaishnava is always very kind at heart to all living beings. In his Sankhya Yoga, Lord Kapiladev explains, Suruda Sarva Dehina. Living entities assume different bodily forms. Those who are not Vaishnavas consider only human society worthy of their sympathy. But Krishna claims to be the supreme father of all life forms. Consequently, the Vaishnava takes care not to annihilate untimely or unnecessarily any life form. All living entities have to fulfill a certain duration for being encaged in a particular type of material body. They have to finish the duration allotted a particular body before being promoted or evolved to another body. Killing an animal or any other living entity simply places an impediment in the way of his completing his term of imprisonment in a certain body. One should therefore not kill bodies for one's sense gratification, for this will implicate one in sinful activity. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭಿಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಯ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಾಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ವೈಷ್ಣವಂಶ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಾಂ ಸಹಗನಾ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾಂ ಸಹಗನಾ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಂಶ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನೇತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತೀ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣೇ ವಂಶಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧೂಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮಿನೇ ಗೌರದ್ವಿಸೇ ನಮಃ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ ರಾಮೋ ರಾಮ ರಾಮೋ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ 10th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ 5th ಕ್ಯಾಂಥೋ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಿಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಭರತ್ ವಿತ್ ಜಡ ಭರತ್. ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಸಾರಿ, ಕಿಂಗ್ ರಘುಗುಣ ವಿತ್ ಜಡ ಭರತ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಎನಿವೇ, ಸೊ ಯು ಹರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪರ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ವಿ ನೋ ದಟ್ ಜಡ ಭರತ್ ವಾಸ್ he was completely surrendered when the dacoits they came and arrested him and they wanted to sacrifice his life. He was completely absorbed and taken shelter. Hamare Krishna rakhe kon, who can do that, you know. So but then when he was a Vaishnava, which Kali Durga could recognize because of his Tej, you know, Vaishnava Tej, she cracked out and she came out and killed all the dacoits. She decapitated their heads. What a violence. Imagine. Of course, today's subject is non-violence. She did that and then she started tossing them. So this is how, when a Vaishnava is offended, a devotee who knows, or a demigod who knows who he is, recognize, she can't tolerate it. So this is how it is. A Vaishnava who is great, what is he great for? Not for his strength. Here he was selected because he was appearing like a bull, strong. So the king's courier, they thought, oh, we need one person to carry the palanquin. This is the right person. He's strong. No doubt he was strong. But the problem was, he was a Vaishnava. Because he was a Vaishnava, he created this problem. Now it was not a problem, but he expressed his mercifulness, compassion, kindness to all living entities. Here we see that he is showing his... Imagine, we are walking here morning, evening. Do we anytime bother that how many ants get crushed under our feet? We are not even bothered about it. We just walk. But a Vaishnava is so sensitive that when he was walking, he didn't want to unnecessarily step on the ants. Why? Because he saw that the ants, the Supreme Lord resided in them. And he was lover of that Supreme Lord. If he is the lover of the Supreme Lord, how can he step on some living entity where the Lord is residing? He would never do that. So that was his vision. That was his nature. Full of compassion. But just imagine, you know, four people are carrying a palanquin and the king Rahuguna, a royal person who is used for, you know, all this type of a luxury, you know, he never experienced this. And suddenly he is to see that the palanquin will get a big jerk. Why? Because Jadabharat will suddenly stop before putting the next step. So, and the other three people, they were in the same momentum. So the king was really disturbed. What the hell is, who is this person? So they all said, not us, it's him. So the conversation will come in the next verses. But today our topic is to discuss about non-violence. Unnecessarily, you should not cause harm to others. Unnecessary. That means, what does that mean? Unnecessarily means? That means there is a scope for violence. So when there is a violence needed, you have to. There is no role for violence, what will happen to the society? If there is no police stations anywhere, no police station, who will thrive in that? That will be free for all. So there is a role for punishment, there is a role for violence. But here, the one thing, interesting thing about, yes, Vaishnavas are very compassionate. So we think about to humans. No, not just humans. I'm talking about a Vaishnava. So we can ask ourselves, it is very easily, very cheaply we say that, I'm a Vaishnava. But a real Vaishnava, his heart is filled with compassion for all living entities, not just humans. Animals, insects, what to speak about insects, even the environment. Why? Because he loves the person whom it belongs to. He knows where all these things are coming. So he would not disrespect or cause any violation or any cruelty, because cruelty to that is as good as cruelty to. And he loves that person. So person who loves it. So this is why very important that just having compassion for others or even those who are environmentalists. But there is no role for God, who is the source of everything. That becomes one type of a compassion. It is at a mundane platform. It is good, but it will not take you much. Like, of course, among devotees also, in one of the class I heard, see, devotees become very angry with seeing others, oh, they are followers of so and so faith, but they are eating meat. And as a devotee, you become very this, because you don't eat meat. But the problem, the truth is, they may be eating meat, but when it comes to compassion to humans, they are very good. Better than devotees. They will be crying, weeping to see someone suffering. They'll go and help them. And we may say, they are eating meat. And when it comes to dealings between each other, we are cruel. What words we use, how we deal. So what they have, that is also needed. But what we are following, yes, unnecessary, there should not be any killing. That because, so this is the difference. They have that compassion. We see it, well, I'm not eating meat, and that makes us very proud. So real compassion is when there is no pride and there is humility. And this pridelessness and humility comes only when we bring Krishna in the center. When we see Him as a source of everything and we being insignificant, there is a chance that yes, what I should be proud of. Without that, this is a mundane. So this is one point. But as far as, of course, there is an example of Prabhupada. So before I say that, there's many nice words which of course are very familiar. You all know this, but still we will recite these words. This is from the third canto. And this is Lord Kapila Dev telling his mother Devahuti. What is she talking about? What is the quality of a Vaishnava? What is the quality of my devotee? It's a very common verse. Titikshava karunika surudham sarvadehinam ajata shatrava shanta sadhava sadhubhushana. This is his character. Who? The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures. And all his characteristics are sublime. So in Prabhupada's own life, there are several such incidents as quoted by his disciples. What was Prabhupada's position? A Jagat Guru. Such wonderful scriptures translated, so many languages. 108 temples, so many followers. Is there anything we can... What a great achievement, success. One man. And one day he was in the room. And his personal servant came. He saw that Prabhupada was very grave. And he was looking at the floor. As soon as the servant came, he saw Prabhupada. So as soon as the servant came, Prabhupada said, look at that. It was a small insect caterpillar. It is hungry. Right? What is Prabhupada's position and what is this insignificant in the room when his personal servant is coming? Why should he be thinking about this? That's his nature. He said, take a leaf, take it out. Put them somewhere in the garden, he will be happy, whatever, he or she, whoever, that small insect. So that is what Prabhupada, and what to speak once when Prabhupada was going, he wanted some neem branches. So the disciple enthusiastically went and one, two, three, I just want one. Don't unnecessarily bother. What to speak about living entities like tree? What about once he is on the walk, he used to say, they can see but you can't. You can see but you can't see. The people were thinking, suppose maybe Prabhupada can see some things which we can't see. Maybe he can see Krishna. So once, twice, again he said, you can see but you can't see. So Prabhupada, I am seeing the sun has already risen, but the lights are still on. Because he sees his Krishna's energy is wasted. Sometimes he saw the tap is leaking. Same thing he said that. How can you waste? See the sensitivity to what to speak about insects. It extends to even to the
Because that energy belongs to Krishna.
So this is what, of course, Ahimsa, one of the main, Jiva Daya, Ahimsa was propagated mainly by Buddhists. So I was hearing one class, so His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj is saying his experience in Buddha Gaya. Now that is the world headquarters. So one day he was on the road. He was hardly just 20 year old those days. Journey home. So he saw one rickshaw stopped and that man was a monk, a Buddhist. So he called him, you can join me? Maharaj was like a monk also, he sat. He started talking. So Maharaj asked that, how come, where you are? Like, yes, I came here to stay for 2 months, but I am going back. I am going to the station now. So what happened? I am from Thailand. The quality of meat available in India is very poor. And this person has many followers in Thailand. So without proper understanding about, because they don't believe in God. There is no Krishna. There is no origin. There is nothing like coming from the most sarva karana karanam. Nothing like that. He's just non-violent nirvana. So it's very important that we have some proper understanding. So then it's very important to know that why as a devotee, why do we need to be not violent? I mean, unnecessary we should not. Because if you don't care, just like, you know, while walking, we don't even see. But even if you see and if you are careless, very soon this type of attitude will go to the heart and our heart will become insensitive. And slowly the insensitivity will expand to others, humans. It begins from here. And bhakti grows only when whose heart is very soft. So it's a very serious thing to be very careful about why, how you should be very sensitive. Because the degree the heart is soft, just like Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bij. Our spiritual journey begins when we come in contact with the Vaishnava. And the Vaishnava sows the seed. But if her heart is not soft, if you don't properly water them, it will not grow. So one of the aspects of keeping the heart soft is don't become hard-hearted. Because it's just a question of time. It expands. It may be very insignificant, an insect. But then it can go. Then it, you will see, starts humans also as insensitive. So this is how it is very significant. That if bhakti has to grow, means the heart has to be soft. So unnecessarily indulging in some type of a violence makes the heart become hard. And in a hard heart, the seed will not grow. So this is one of the very important message. So now, if you see the current society, there was a, like when I was in school and all, there were movies which used to watch, the violence was shown in a very subdued way. If someone is shot, it is only the bullet wound and you see the person, thak. Huh? That's all. Now, because of all these facial effects, it is so ghastly, so gruesome. Huh? The body is cut open, blood pulled out, decapitation. Imagine, this is easily accessible to children's consciousness. When they are exposed to this, it is very natural that they become
insensitive. And most of the video games you see, it is just shooting, killing. And there's a fun in that. And the same children, when they lose their balance and when there is some type of, you know, frustration, they carry machine guns and go to the school and they start shooting. They don't care. Same thing goes for others, humans. So what you are exposed to, your heart becomes, same degree it becomes. Of course, when you talk about violence, there are some things, some type of unnecessary violence are never spoken. Because they are masked in such a way that people think that kahan hai violence. Of course, one other thing we talk about, cow killing is very obvious. But there is another major type of violence which is not spoken at all. That is abortion. 15 lakhs abortion per year. This is just recorded. You just imagine so much of killings going on, you think there will be no reaction. And how it is propagated? Oh, it is just a your menstrual regulation. Because when you conceive, your menstrual cycle stops. Now if you say that you are taking a life, it is very sensitive. Menstrual regulation, you just clean it up. And the woman just walks out as if nothing has happened. It is just taking out a tissue. Oh, this is an abnormal tissue. You just take it out. But so many things are going on. Just imagine. We talk about cow killing, but this no one talks. Because if you talk, there are pro-abortionists will shoot you. This is our right. A mother has the right to decide. It's my freedom. So in US there is a big lobby, pro-abortionist and those who are anti-abortionist. But this is going on. So abortion is, we are from a culture where now we have gone so far away from this. Just 400 years back, see the sensitivity of, there was one king, Man Singh. So in his kingdom, once it so happened that one cow, it was just wandering, its horn got stuck in some gate. And they were all, people love cows, so they could not see the suffering of the cow. They were pulling here, trying, and thinking about, we'll have to cut the gate. Someone passed a remark, I think, why don't we cut the horn of the cow? So that message went to the king. He became so disturbed that who is this person who even thought like this? Call him. So they called him. Well, they, who are you? I'm so and so. You Hindu? Yes. Who's your mother? Call your mother. So the mother was called. He's your son? Yeah, he's my son. How did his thought come to him? Do you remember anything? She said. Then she said, while I was delivering him, I looked outside the window and I saw butcher there. I saw butcher. And with that state, I delivered him. That impression went to him. So this much sensitivity was there in man. The king, what are you talking about now? You know, cow cannot be, you know, harmed. So we are far, far away from. So as devotees, even when Dhruv Maharaj, this is an episode from Dhruv Maharaj. It's a very nice thing that even Dhruv Maharaj, when he went to take revenge for his brother being killed, so he went to that kingdom and he went overboard. He had to kill some yakshas, you know, who were responsible, but he went on killing. That is the time. Now Dhruv Maharaj is not an ordinary person, right? Dhruv Maharaj is a pure devotee. Our Lord personally came to give him darshan and he was living for so many years. But then one episode in his life, there was something, he went haywire. And that, I just chant that verse for you. It's a very interesting verse. Kidhar gaya mere bhai? Yes.
So in this chapter, Swayambhuva Manu, he advises his grandson. He is selling him because what happened is Dhruva Maharaj went overboard. He just went on killing. He just left, right, center. He started killing everyone. So that is the time Swayambhuva, one of the words he says, Nayam margo hi sadhunam rishikeshanuvartinam yad atmanam paragriya pashuvad bhuta vaishasam. One should not accept the body as a self and thus like the animals kill the bodies of others. This is especially forbidden by a saintly persons who follow the path of devotional service to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, the purport Prabhupada says, the word sadhu nam, rishikesh anuvarti nam are very significant. Sadhu means a saintly person. But one who is saintly person, he who follows the path of rendering service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishikesha. So one who is engaged in that service, there is no question about he seeing any living entity independent of the Lord. The Lord is there, so there is no question. So this is a very interesting type of episode which comes in the fourth canto of... So today's discussion mainly was on unnecessary violence. So today's day, there are people who have committed murder, and if the court gives them hang to death, so then there is a big lobby which human right activists, they will say that no, that is not proper. How can you take? But according to our Vedic scriptures, if someone has created such a heinous crime, the solution is that you hang him to death so that next life he begins without any reaction to his previous crime. But if he is not given that punishment, he carries forward that reaction in his next life. Because people don't have that knowledge that this soul evolves through different bodies. So they see from that point that, this is not compassion. But one sense, that real compassion is to stop that reaction in this life itself and let him start fresh. Of course, this will be debated and we'll get into some controversies. That's why human society, if they don't have knowledge about divinity, about God, His laws, His creation, and we as insignificant souls, so everyone thinks in the name of compassion, they will start their own philosophy. The Lord is the one who is the well-wisher of everyone. And if you don't care for that, and you think I am the well-wisher, that is purely out of envy for Krishna. We want to take the position of the Lord. But the Lord is so merciful. He is so merciful that now Rath Yatra is coming. All the avatars who have come down, their main purpose is only mercy, compassion. You name any avatar, he is coming only out of compassion for all living entities. That's why he descends. So out of that, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra in Kali Yuga, actually there is no avatar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a very confidential avatar. He comes as a devotee. But there is no avatar. So there is a history because all the Bhagavatam classes, the last few minutes, we have brought this topic to say that how the Lord is so merciful. So this is what happened with Brahma. Brahma is a Vaishnava. So he, during his creation, in his day, you know how long is his day? One kalpa is 1,000 into 4 yugas. That is his 12 hours. Then there is a night. And there is a pralaya in the evening.
And next day morning he gets up and again starts. So he started thinking, what the hell, what is this? Huh? Why am I doing all this creation? Again they are getting bound. Again they are into all this hunger, thirst, suffering, disease and all. So what is the point in all this creation? So he went to the Lord and he asked, I am fed up of this. Say something. What is this? Again and again they are bound, they are reaction. So the Lord said, okay, I understand you are. So I said, okay, you can do one thing. You can go to so and so place in Mrityuloka. In Mrityuloka there is an area. You go and go do tapasya and then we will be available there to give darshan. And any living entity who comes and takes darshan, he will not be suffering. So Brahmaji became very happy because he was compassionate. But one person didn't become happy. Who was that? Yamraj. Yamraj was very displeased. So he went to Lord. He said, what is this, my Lord? That if you do like this, if you give darshan to all these people, then what I'm supposed to do? What is my job? I have nothing to do. I am the person who's looking into how to punish them. So Lakshmi was also there. She said, no, but in this kshetra, you have no jurisdiction. So Puri is not an ordinary place. Puri is a place where this is all out of Brahmaji's feelings and the Lord's compassion. He has created a place. So, but still to keep Yamraj's word, he said, okay, for some time we will go underground. But then we can't remain hidden. Because when we see the devotion of a devotee, we'll have to come out. So in the future, there will be one of my devotees, he'll come. And who is that? Indradyumna Maharaj. So when he comes, he will excavate this and it will be available. So this form of Nila Madhav, which is visible only in the first 50 years of Brahma's life. And the second 50 years of Brahma's life, he is available in Dharu Brahma, in this form. But this form is also not ordinary form. It's a long story, we will not. But our topic is how to be merciful. Now you see how merciful he is. Which form is? I will not go into the story why his eyes are big like this, mouth is wide, neck is short, arms are short, no legs, eyes are red. This is pure compassion to give mercy to everyone, whoever comes. So this is how he is merciful. So in the origin I told you that how it was purely mercy, right? This whole event has happened because of mercy. So then Indradyumna Maharaj, he asked that you have to give me some benedictions. What do you want? The Lord asked. He said, because I have built this temple, I don't want any hair, I don't want any children. Because tomorrow my children, they grow up and they will ask for the right that this is my father's temple. I don't want that to happen. See the mercy of Indradyumna Maharaj. He wanted this to be always available for others. So what do you want? Second thing is, I want to whole day serve you, that you should be just eating. So Lord was very pleased. So the whole day, you know that, no? In Jagannath Puri, before his hand gets dry, washing from the previous bhoga offering, there is another offering. And the third is, I want you to give darshan always. So the Lord said, okay, agreed, no problem. So to give always means the Lord doesn't sleep at all. Of course, from the eyes you can make out that he cannot sleep because there is no eyelid at all. It's just open. So the darshan remains open in Jagannath Puri till 1 o'clock. And 1 to 3 it is closed. But even in 1 to 3, the Lord is always there in proper. It's not like us that night dressing. There is nothing like night dressing. Even 1 to 3 is properly dressed. Why? Because the demigods, they come for his darshan. And they come and do their offerings and all. So he is available throughout. That's his merciful nature. So he being merciful, we as amshas also have that quality, but we need to bring it out. Otherwise, now at this stage, the way Kali Yuga is progressing, everyone is becoming self-centric. Mere liye kya hai? Doston ke liye kya hai? Nahin, mere liye kya? So we are losing that sensitivity slow and slow. That's why there is so much of cruelty, corruption, adulteration, even milk. No one cares. What to speak about medicine? Even milk is adulterated. Who cares? As far as I can make profit. So this is so one very interesting thing about his Kali Yuga, there is another very special mercy by the same Lord. He knows that Kali Yuga people will be very lazy. Prayana alpa ayusha, kaler astir yugejana, mandaso manda bhagya upadrita. Very disturbed and lazy. So if the lazy hai, that means even while chanting, they will be not very attentive. So I will give them prashad. So prashad plate aaya to koi neend nahi aate. Everyone becomes alive. So the Lord... So there is a story behind this. Want to hear? Why the Lord... So it so happened that one day Narada Muni went to Vaikuntha and he served Lakshmi Devi. So Lakshmi Devi asked, what is it? What do you want? I just want Mahaprasad. So she said, impossible. Narayan just few days back, he said, don't give my prasad to anyone. So he has said that. So I can't do anything. No, no, no. You ask for anything else, Narad Muni, I will give you anything you want, but don't ask for that. No, no, I want only Mahaprasad. Narad Muni, her heart melted. So one day when she was serving Narayan, her face was dull. So Narayan asked, why are you, how can you serve me with this dull face? So she said, this is my dilemma. Narad Muni is asking for it and you said it should not be given. Oh, is it? Okay, this is an exception. When I'm looking that side, you can take the plate and you can do what you want. So she gave the plate to Narad. As soon as Narad Muni took prasad, he started jumping, howling, so much ecstasy, ecstasy. Just taking Mahaprasad, then he went to Kailash Parvat. Shiva said, "Hare, I know you are very happy while chanting Narayan's name, but I never seen you happy like this. I got Mahaprasad. That's why. Really? Is there anything for me? Oh, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. I didn't keep anything. What Narad Muni, what is that? But that time, Mahadev's eyes went to his hand and there was one small piece of Mahaprasad. So he took it and he started ecstasy, dancing. Parvati got shocked that, what's wrong with you? He started doing Thandav Nritya. Because I got Mahaprasad, I am very happy that. So, what about me? Did you keep something for me? No, I am sorry. You have to be really fortunate. You are not so fortunate. I got it. She became so angry, Parvati. So, what do you think that, you can't even think of me? And she became so angry. The whole flames went into the whole universe. The demigod started suffocating. The Vishnu came down. Parvati, what happened? Why? Tell me, what do you want? This is what I didn't get prasad. Okay, I'll give you prasad. No, it's not for me. I want to see that all living entities, they get prasad. Okay, tatas. So, in this age, I will come as Jagannath and I'll be there in Nilachal Parvat, and whatever is offered to me, it will be given to you and then it will be distributed to all animals, dogs. So this is the greatness of prasad. Yujur Jagannath Puri, it is famous for prasad. And it is said that those who take that prasad, they are liberated from the cycle of birth and death. This is the power of prasad. So this is the merciful nature coming from the Lord, which descends down to... So here in this chapter,
when he saw that Jadabharat could not even see, you know, one small ant he could not see. It has to be stepped on. So the Lord is very merciful, especially Jagannath deities. That's why he allows there is no caste and creed and all, nothing. Even, of course, they don't allow the Westerners to go in for some certain traditional reason. But then during after Snan Yatra, the 15 days, they are served by socially very low caste people called Sabaras, not the Pandas. So he takes pleasure in that. And when he comes out, this is the only place in the world where the main deities, they come out. It's not so easy to get them out. You have to really pull them out with ropes and all. But they come out. And when they come out, anyone can go and embrace them. Anything, people are leaning on them. The Pandas, they lean on them. Kalia Jane, they have their own devotion. So this is how he is available. This is a merciful nature. So one who has that love for him, then he could be really merciful. So just be merciful by giving, you know, food or relieving hunger, which is very important. But one of the violence, he said that not giving Krishna consciousness is the most violent thing. So not giving proper knowledge and just giving food is also violence. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specially came. He wanted to distribute this prema to everyone. So we are in this legacy, very fortunate. And Jagannath Rath Yatra next Sunday, coming Sunday, we are going to celebrate. So to get into that mood of how merciful the Lord is in relationship to today's discussion of Jadabharat being very merciful, the Lord is also very, very merciful. And we are all amshas. It is there within us, but it needs to be uncovered. And that uncovering takes place through proper sadhana, by chanting attentively with these feelings. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Rath Yatra Mahamotsav ki, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय. गौर प्रेमानंदी हरे कृष्ण जय.